Hi everyone. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Just want to thank you all for coming out, listening to this reading, watching with us. As always, I want to thank White Whale Bookstore and of course Halsey. Always great to get one more chance to work with Halsey before she goes off to Florida for MFA. We could not have done this season without White Whale partnering up with us to make it happen. It would have had to be canceled like our last season was. So really, when I say White Whale saved the Hemingway's summer poetry series this year, that is not not hyping up White Whale there. They really did. We couldn't have done this without them. Their support and enthusiasm for the Hemingway series has just been wonderful for me and Joan to bask in. They're just so nice to us. And I want to thank Joan, of course, for letting me ride her coattails one more week. Eventually, she'll figure out I don't actually do anything and find a better partner. But until then, here I am giving you the intro. I'm going to keep it brief. I'm really excited about this reading. A lot of my favorite writers, both inside and outside of Pittsburgh, are reading tonight. This is a group I would have loved to have had in the back room at Hemingway's. A really fantastic bunch of writers. As far as my opening remarks today, I spent most of the day with my three-year-old son. So right before this reading, I was catching up on the January 6th insurrection goings-on on the Hill. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to tonight to get my mind off that a bit. Some of the things I was reading put this Larry Levis poem to mind. So I'm going to read that by way of introduction tonight. Larry Levis, this poem is called Whitman, and it has an epigraph from Walt Whitman's Democratic Vistas. I say we had better look our nation searchingly in the face, like a physician diagnosing some deep disease. And this is the poem. On Long Island, they moved my clapboard house across a turnpike and then felt so guilty, they named the shopping center after me. Now that I'm required reading in your high schools, teenagers call me a fool. Now what I sang stops breathing. And yet, it was only when everyone stopped believing in me that I began to live again. First in the thin wine of Montana fence wire, then in the transparent cast-off garments hung in the windows of the poorest families, then in the glad music of Charlie Parker. At times now, I even come back to watch you from the eyes of a taciturn boy at Malibu. Across the counter at the beach concession stand, I sell you hot dogs, Pepsis, cigarettes. My blonde hair long, greasy, and swept back in a vain old ducktail, deliciously out of style. And no one notices. Once he even came back as me, an aging homosexual who ran the tilt-a-whirl at county fairs. The chilled paint on each gondola changing colors that picked up speed, and a Mardi Gras tattoo on my left shoulder. A few of you must have seen my photographs, for when you look back, I thought you caught the meaning of my stare. Still water, merciless. A cosmos, one of the roughs, and Charlie Parker's grave outside Kansas City, covered with weeds. Leave me alone, a father who's outlived his only child. To find me now will cost you everything. Thanks. Let's get on with this reading.